owns you?
He's a slave, Mal. See that belt he's wearing? It's inscribed with the name of his mistress.
Eumarchia.
We aren't going to punish you.
No, we certainly are not.
We're simply, messengers.
Is Isis then displeased with our offerings?
Oh, no, nothing like that. However, we would like to keep our presence here a secret, if you could perhaps...
Oh, I swear, Lord, I will speak of this to nobody.
Splendid. Well, run along now. Oh, no, wait. One more thing. We've been travelling for some time and, it's silly, you know, but, we seem to have lost track of the date.
Why, it is the day of the Vulcanalia, my lord. The 10th before the calends of September.
I see. Thank you.
What did he mean, Doctor?
He said it's the 23rd of August.
You should have asked him the year.
I'm afraid I already know.
What are you talking about, Doctor? Doctor, how can you know?
We can cross the road on these stepping stones. Be careful.
Where are we going?
Do you want to explore or don't you?
What's wrong, Doctor? Where are we? Doctor!
So this is it. The final journey. I had hoped for a while longer. Time to prepare. Time slipping away from me. Only just arriving. But we've already stayed a lifetime. Too many lifetimes. Withering like roses.
All right, Doctor. What's going on?
I'm sorry, Mal.
What for? Tell me, Doctor.
The year is AD 79. The Roman Empire is under the short-lived rule of Titus. We're in the city of Pompey, a prosperous trading center on the Bay of Naples. If you look between the buildings over there, you can see a mountain by the name of Vesuvius.
The volcano?
Yes, the volcano.
I've never seen a real volcano before. I remember we made a model of that particular one in primary school, out of papier-mâché. We had red liquid pouring out of the top like lava.
Actually, that's not quite what will happen.
When will Vesuvius erupt, Doctor?
I think it might be better if we just leave.
What?
Leave. Go back to the TARDIS.
Why?
Because you aren't dressed for this time and place. Because beneath their sophisticated veneer, the Romans are quite a barbarous people. Because we have a habit of attracting trouble. And because this is your history, and no good can come of our meddling in it.
It's all right, Doctor. I get the idea. You want to go?
No. It's your decision, Mel. It has to be your choice.
Well, can't we at least have a quick look round first? I mean, there's no reason why we should go rushing straight off, is there?
None whatsoever.
I wish you'd tell me what's wrong.
Nothing's wrong, Mel. Quite the opposite. Events are proceeding precisely as I expected they should.
And Mount Vesuvius?
Will erupt, burying Pompey and killing thousands of its people at approximately midday tomorrow. The street of plenty.
There are certainly plenty of people about.
We're celebrating, Mel. If I remember my history, or rather yours, correctly, we've arrived during the festival of the divine Augustus.
I see they've invented graffiti by now. It's everywhere. Now, let me see. I did a bit of Latin at school. That one says, Polycarpus ran from his opponent.
In shameful fashion.
Referring to a gladiator, I assume.
You learn a great deal about a culture from its writings.
On walls, though.
There's a time and a place for everything, Mel.
So long as we don't have to see any of these gladiators.
Well, the amphitheatre will be closed for the festival, thankfully. We could take in a poetry recital, if you'd like.
Yes, that could be quite interesting. Doctor, do you see that man behind us? Quite young, dark hair. Do you think he's following us? It's just that he keeps looking over here and... Doctor? Where are you?
Spare some asses, dear. Some coins for a homeless old man.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I don't have any money.
What? You dare claim poverty? You with your clean face and your neat hair and your clothing of strange fabrics?
I don't.
You think yourself better than me. But you're no more than a base dissembler.
I'd help you if I could, but... I've only just arrived here. I'm a messenger from Isis. I'm here to...
Honour the divine Augustus with a quiet drink.
Doctor!
So, if you'd excuse us...
Where were you?
You have not even the decency to cover your head. You're a shameless...